This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Today was my first day where it's like, ah, hell, we're on TV. Because I was going to really bum it out today and wear just sweats. Uh-huh. And I was like, all right, I should at least... you got to turn that mic on, B. One way
it's
or another.
Jeff Job.
There we go.
You don't have to worry about looking good.
Well, I'm not sure I really am. Do I qualify as looking good to you?
I'm not going to say that. I'll leave that for Jeff to do.
Jeff, how do you think I look today, pal?
You like a six. It's like, I don't know, man. You look all right to me.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. 6 out of 10. I'll take it. We got good news, man. Good news from Nicky Jabala this morning. You just heard, I think that was Byron on the update.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clean dislocation. And while that sounds kind of weird.
It sounds weird as hell. Clean dislocation.
I'll read Nicky's tweet. Jaden Daniels update, no ligament damage, so no surgery. Mm-hmm. He wasn't placed on IR and won't be for now. The team will assess where he's at after the bye, per Nicky's source. This is what was indicated all along, simple dislocation with no fractures. Has a chance to return this season. Would think the state of the team will factor into whether he actually does come
100%.
Back. 100%. Starting just with the news, the way that injury looked, it feels like divine intervention that this thing is a simple dislocation, and that's all it is. No, nothing's broken, nothing's torn.
Yeah.
Just in the moment and watching that replay of the way his arm bends back, holy moly, it looked like it was going
to
be terrible.
I mean, anytime your arm bend and go the direction that it's not supposed to be going, it's going to look weird to people. Hell, to be honest with you, when I was on a football field and I saw some injuries that I had never seen before, they were gruesome as hell. I remember one watching it on TV where I actually contemplated retirement. I saw a guy get hit in the thigh. And that's the femur bone right there in your thigh area.
Yeah.
And it snapped. So the leg kind of like flapped up and like was up here. Like
okay.
Flapping on his back. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh hell. You know, and you just start thinking about stuff. So I can understand the person who is not out on the field and seeing that, you lose your mind on it. But you see the dislocation, boom, boom, they come out there, they pop it back in place. He's walking off the field, and now it's back in the right area. And when you go through that level of action, you go, oh, okay, then cool, he's good now. But hell, it was bent the other way.
Dog.
Like, who was it? We saw their foot was, like, going sideways.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a couple years ago. You see the guy's foot. I know
his arm was going the wrong way.
Yeah, it's like it goes that way, but, like, Then again, like young people, if that was you, and that thing would have had every ligament torn.
Oh yeah,
bones broken. You know, but young people, it pops out, pops back, pops back in place.
Well, I don't know if this is going to make sense. So I start there.
Mm-hmm.
The way Jaden is built, he seems so, I don't know if fungible is the correct word. Like, he seems so loose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's lanky, kind of. You know what I mean? And his arms and his joints all seem so,
like the thing at the car, the car dealership.
Yeah, the inflatable wacky arm man.
Yeah.
Like the way, and I think that's why some of the collisions look so bad is because like his body just flies around.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that helps him in these situations. You know what I'm saying?
It may, because it doesn't. It's not crazy, because think about this. You ever notice the people that get in a car accidents that are sober always get more injured than the guy that's drunk? Because the guy that's drunk probably just think, like he's in the bumper car, like on a damn roller coaster.
Right.
But the other people see it come and they tense up. And when you tense up, what happens? You think you're fighting against stuff. Now, that's the same thing I say about the tackling, just like a punch. You know, when you're just free with it, you don't have problems like that. But when you're not, you have problems.
So the good news there is Jaden doesn't need surgery. It's just – now, listen, that doesn't mean he's not going through some pain. I imagine this is painful.
It's going to be pain. Like Shep told you, this occasion, that's going to be some pain.
Right.
But but the thing of it is those that can deal with that pain, they can get through that rehab better than the guys that can't deal with that pain.
Right.
You know? I think when you look at it all comes down to that. And every time we discuss an injury, what I always say, pain threshold. If you can deal with it, you can deal with it. Like, I said I didn't miss games. Never said I wasn't hurting, you know, but I was able to deal with it. And the great thing about it is I didn't like taking medicine. So not liking medicine and God giving me the ability to deal with pain was a hell of a plus. Cause if I wasn't able to take the pain, I would have missed a lot of games. Believe me.
Right. Bickle just texted me, and I think this is true. Like, remember Gumby?
Yeah.
Like the old school movie.
Yeah.
Like just long and bendy, and like, I mean, he kind of has some similarities there, and maybe it helped him in this one.
Well, when I watch him to go through his routine, and you'll see that coach, and they put that ball in his hand. And they stand there and they bend his arm back, like that rotator cuff and all that stuff, to areas I'm not accustomed to seeing arms go that far back. So he does a lot of stretching. And the one thing I would say to anybody, I don't care, parents, the athletes, make sure you're stretching. Okay, Jeff talks about it, and, you know, Jeff do some weird stuff, so we laugh at him. But Jeff's right. You know, if you stretch, if you could find a way to do any type of like yoga, Pilates, implement that into your gameplay. I don't care if you're a football player, hockey player, whatever, because there are so many people that lift weights, but not many people stretch the muscles and everything around it. So if you can stretch more often, you'll take care of yourself better. And I watched Jaden doing all the different stretches, so that may help him out even better.
How about that wild arm exercise he does in pregame?
Yeah.
Where he gets his arm going, like, it's like a cartoon. You know what I mean?
Yes. When he's doing it real fast, but like, you ever watch when they put his arm up here?
Yeah.
And then they come back with it? Man, look, I used to be able to do all that. Right now, I was just doing that. That hurt, man.
We've heard from a judge on this, Brian.
Uh-huh.
And a very respected member of the community says, we look cool on TV. How about that?
All right.
And he says, the word we're looking for is malleable. Jaden's malleability might be...
Hey, that's a good word, Judge. I don't know if I was even thinking about that word.
That's why he's a judge. We talk about football. shout out to malleability. I don't even know. I'm going to be honest here. I don't know if malleability is a word or if you just say someone is malleable. But either way, Jaden's got it, and it's good news.
Hey, if it's not a word, you may lend to one.
The question here becomes, one is pain threshold, but the kid's proven he'll play through pain. Uh-huh. He played through broken ribs. Like, you know how much that S hurts?
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Because you're still getting hit on him. Like, he played through broken ribs. There's zero discussion about his pain tolerance. Right, can we land there?
Yeah. The man's tough. He's tough.
Tough as nails. Two, if they're going to reevaluate after the bye, obviously you got this Madrid game to deal with. You got Miami. You got Waddle and Tua and whatever they've got. Achan. But to me, a lot of this hinges on
what happens in this weekend. Games.
I think specifically this weekend.
I think this weekend, yes. And rightfully so. You know, if it's a chance you can come back and you have opportunity to move on, you want to be able to do that. And I understand people's mindset and thought process, but the world of football is different than the regular world.
Sure.
Point blank. And if it's not a chance, you don't want to put that risk. You know? If doctors come out and say, you know what, this was a clean dislocation, can't be injured much more, we'll wear like a little brace, or I just saw this, I'm going to say this real quick. You saw that punter kick the ball off his ankle twice last night?
Yeah.
That was awful. But if a doctor said we're putting on a brace or some type of, you know, something to help support it or whatever, you know, and he could deal with the pain, I can see it happening again, seeing him going out on the football field, I'm saying. Not saying an injury, but they will do something to help support it. You know, because when they said it wasn't a throwing arm and things of that nature, if you heard everybody talking about it, everyone, they specified that, because the throwing arm, different ball game.
Totally.
Non-throwing arm, you can get through it.
Yeah, man, it's really good news that it's not a significant problem for Jaden. The discussion on will he come back, I think, is very different. And I can hear the argument, yo, he's a football player. Mm-hmm. He should come back. It's a similar argument for those that were like, of course he should have finished out that game against Seattle. Yeah. He's the starting quarterback. What do you think he should be doing?
Yeah.
At the same time, though, he's a young quarterback and the future of the organization. And if they lose, let's say they split the next two. You split the next two, you're 4-7 going into the bye week with Denver coming to town, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're three games back in the division, and we'll know a lot more. I'm sorry, you're three games under 500. We don't know what they'll be in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have time to assess this, but I think I am going to approach it. Jaden's going to want to play, period.
Yeah, that's the fact. And I think, but that is when the powers that be have to be able to step in, depending on the information they get from the doctors, to say yay or nay. And I think, I believe we have the proper people in place that will make that decision based off of that, not letting the player make the decision. You know, I think when people begin to compare the other situation with this one, that is the difference right there. He's not making the decision. He doesn't have a direct line to the owner and say, oh, I'm going to be out there.
Right.
You know, that is the complete difference right there, where I think they believe in the people they've hired to make the proper decision.
I agree with that. Well, and not that I'm defending Robert, because we all know what really happened in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But by Shanahan drafting Kirk Cousins in that same draft, it also created this subtext of, like, paranoia in a lot of ways. Jaden doesn't have to deal with that. Marcus is a good player. That's a veteran backup. Like,
Jaden doesn't have to deal with it, but I don't have a problem with Rob. I have a problem with everybody thinking that because the guy's a starting quarterback, he shouldn't have to have ability to be in competition.
Right.
You know,
I hear
because
you,
every other
I'm
player.
I'm just saying, the RG3 Kirk thing was so unique.
It was unique, but every player in the NFL had to deal with competition. And if the like we always say, the quarterback is the best and supposed to be the best athlete, the toughest athlete, the more mentally tough athlete. But we don't want him to be in competition. If he can't compete, then I don't want him to be my quarterback. You know? But it's like every time there's a person behind a quarterback, I had the same thing happen to me in college. They brought guys in. I never cared one bit. When they brought guys into the NFL, I never cared one bit. Because if you're handling your business, you have nothing to worry about. And if they want to just replace you with somebody younger, no matter what the hell you do, they're going to do it no matter what.
Good news is Jaden has avoided any sort of major issue.
Yeah.
Going to miss at least the next two games. I imagine he's still in incredible pain. That got to hurt. But when you saw it and you saw the replays of what happened, it looked god awful. And seems like
the pain subsides quicker than you think in certain injuries. It's just that.
But remember Shep telling us
when you move,
right?
It's a different thing, you know. And then again, they got some miracle medicine in certain levels of the atmosphere.
But I think at the same time, like, people won't do this, right? But let's all try to just allow ourselves to wait and see. Because people are going to, like, maybe we open the phones at 11. Jeff's got us opening the phones at some point. We're going to open the phones at some point.
And you say wait and see, and then you open up the phone line.
I think there's directly going to be a ton of
wait and see.
I think a ton of people are going to be like, shut them down, period.
Yeah, but that's the mindset of most people, because you know what you're doing? You are sitting there looking at what you would do, and look how it is in your life.
I think there will be other people that say, play him.
Yeah.
He's paid to play football.
See, that's why you have you as a reporter and me as a former player. You bring that mindset of the fan and the person. I try to bring the mindset of the inner workings of the sport. It's barbaric as hell. The way guys think, it is not what the regular person thinks. That's why if I see an injury, I'm like, oh, okay, he'll be back from it. Most people see everything about, oh, hell, he'll never play again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just different mindsets. And just try to give you both views of it to see what kind of decision you make. And then once you see something happen, you'll understand why.
I think a lot of things will probably hinge on what happens Sunday afternoon in Landover.
Yeah, yeah.
You lose that one, it's going to look a lot more difficult, right? And, hell, if you lose the next two, if you lose to Miami, and that at that point you'd be 3-8.
you won't see him.
And they're gonna let AP and DQ make this decision, right? Because Jaden inevitably will want to play. But keep in mind the way this ownership group operates, the way Josh Harris has built his other teams in Philly with the Sixers and the Devils, it's a long term view. They are not day traders. They're going for the long haul. My man Jeff is giving me a thumbs up that I'm not really sure what it's about. Thumbs up to you too, Jeffrey. Lanfield's sick. He's not here. Is Jeff running the show? It's going to be exciting. It's going to keep us on our toes.
Yeah, we're going to be all right today, though.
Remember how good we were feeling after Ovi got 900 the other night?
Yeah.
They got worked last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
They got beat by the Pens last night.
But you know what, though, Jay? The mindset we have to get is not to be such emotional creatures. You know, hockey is, what, 80-something games?
Yes, like 82.
And they're going to have the great games and the bad games, but you cannot just let your feelings go all the way with it, because you understand sometimes you play some games, you put a lot in, you're tired the next week, next game. You may lose one.
Speaking of bad games, did you watch any of Denver Vegas?
I saw it. I had to.
That was a boring ass football game.
I had to step in and go against what I was saying, because when I see a professional punter kick the ball two times off the inside of his ankle, something's wrong. Because I saw that last night. I could kick in the NFL then. I could punt.
I don't believe Denver had a first down in the first until like the 2-minute warning
in
the first half.
Awful.
It was terrible.
That was an awful game, man.
It was terrible.
But
sitting Raiders plus 9 and a half.
The Raiders should have been up by 20 points quickly.
Totally. And that's why they're a bad team, because they didn't capitalize. Peter Rosenberg going to join us next. Chris Wright will join us at 11:45 for a Hoyas Terps preview. Maryland Governor Wes Moore at 12:30. Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, at 1:00. Going to be a fun day. It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, but we don't start celebrating until 11. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time special to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
B. Mitch and Finley, Jeff playing Journey was not something I had on my bingo card this morning, especially when we're welcoming in our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg, who usually gets Nipsey Hussle to bring him in. But here we are. Don't stop believing, Jeff. Don't stop. Maybe Jeff's trying to inspire the youth, the people, into some excitement that Jaden Daniels dodged a bullet, right? Mm-hmm. We know at least Jaden is looking okay for the big picture. The big picture.
Yeah.
In just a moment, we're going to be joined by our friend Peter Rosenberg. There is a big basketball game tonight. I wonder if it's on Peter's radar as he is a Terp like me. I have a degree from both these schools. I root for Georgetown, but when they play Maryland, I root for Maryland. Pretty easy on that one. Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg. You can give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Check out all his work with the WWE, ESPN. Peter, what's up, man? How are you?
Not great, Bob.
It's not great.
Not great. Not great. I'm hanging in. I'm hanging in. I'm doing what we're all doing, man. It was a really bad night. I I don't know if you guys happened to look at my IG story that night, but I made a decision at the end of the third quarter to turn the game off, which I never do. And I was like, I had this moment. I was like, man, it's not our year. I love this team. I'm not angry. It's just I'm accepted. I'm in acceptance of what we are based on this loss. Because if you guys remember, we talked last week that I told you the importance, how much importance I placed on these Seattle games.
Uh-huh.
So to not only lose, but to completely lay an egg, that was the season for me. Now, obviously, I'm still going to watch every week and you know, pay attention. But, like, in earnest to me, the season was over. And I said, I'm a 46-year-old man. I have a beautiful daughter. It's a Sunday night. I have a long-ass week. They are showing me nothing. I'm turning the game off at the end of the third quarter. I'm going to get in bed and watch a show that might make me happy. And I got in bed, and 10 minutes later, I look at my phone, and I just have mad texts. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The texts were so bad, guys, that when I turned on the TV and I saw him walking off holding his arm, it was actually not as bad as the texts were. Because I guess in live time, it really felt like the worst thing ever, and I see why. But then when I watched it, I went, all right, well, it's his off arm. It's his non-throwing arm. He's walking off the field. He's going to be okay. But it was, to me, just a sign that, man, this season, step back. This was more than a setback. This was a wake-up call that last year the quarterback managed to will them with great play and good luck probably further than they deserve to go because they are not ready to be anywhere.
Yeah. It's remarkable how poor this year has gone, and you can't ignore the injuries as a major part of it. But, I mean, even Jaden. I think Peter's getting on the subway. I'm going to throw him on hold for a second. Jeff, check what that noise is. You know, I know there was a lot of talk about Kurt Warner had a film breakdown of Jaden earlier this week, I think, and said it's remarkable to see kind of the level of play slip back. I think the biggest discussion as we move forward here, Peter, is what should they do with Jaden? I don't know if you've seen the news today, but
I did. I saw the rap report.
So the reports are Jaden's arm is relatively okay. He needs a couple of weeks rest to heal it up, but after the bye week, they have a decision to make there. Are you prepared now to say, all right, this is what they have to do one way or the other? Or do you want to see how these next couple games go?
I think that I have two things to say on this. Let me answer your first question, and don't let me forget the next one because it's important. Okay. But so the first question, because, B. Mitch could probably speak to this much more than you or I can. These guys, they don't just go throwing away seasons. You know what I mean? So it's a lot easier for us to be like, shut it down. It's over. That's how I feel. I don't want to see him near the field.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that these guys got here for a reason, and they're competitors, and they want to, if they have a chance to play, they want to play. So my feeling is, if they didn't put him on IR, so that decision's already been made. I would have put him on IR. They didn't do that. So if he's not on IR, you watch how the Detroit game goes. They somehow look like a whole new team. Joe Witt is on the sideline. Look at us. They get to 4-6. Then they come out of the bye. They win again. They get to 5-6. If all of a sudden something crazy happens where they start making it a season, and now several weeks have passed, and he feels really good, and they look like a better football team, well, then you can have a conversation. But right now, where they are in the standings, combined with how they're playing, why would we want to have him out on the field? You could argue, guys, that arm injury might have been a gift from God to get him out without any major damage,
mm-hmm.
because he would have been running for his life, B. Mitch, for the next 8 games, and it could have been something worse, like a knee or his throwing arm.
Yeah, I agree with you that, like what you said, players see it differently than most people. But I just feel going forward, I don't care if it's Jaden or Marcus, something has to change in the game planning and the protection.
Yep.
It just has to. I know we sit up here, and I know everybody is so heavily on Witt. The other side hadn't been spectacular either.
So no, they
correction there as well.
And you know, the injuries are bad, JP, like you said. But let's be honest, and I know this is trite at this point. Injuries are bad for everyone. Now, the Commanders have been unusually bad. I mean, up and down the field, people out for the season, both sides of the ball. It's been really an ugly one.
Totally.
And I will say the offense is double screwed in the sense that the receivers being hurt has been brutal. And what a terrible look it's been for Terry to come out of the contract, and it's been this year. It's terrible. And then also with Jaden being on and off the field, they've built nothing. There's been no momentum built by this team whatsoever.
Overall, for the entire organization, the momentum's gone backwards. I don't know what you call that. De-momentum, regression, whatever you want to call it. That's what's happened. Like, they had so much positive energy going forward last year.
Totally.
And it has completely gone the opposite way.
Isn't it possible, though, that they did what teams do sometimes? You get to a championship game, and you think you're right there.
Yeah.
Oh, we just got to do a tiny bit, and we're there. Instead of being like, wait, no. That's not really what happened. Yeah. What really happened was we found the quarterback. We caught some really lucky breaks. Our offense was good. And a defense, which has not been great the last couple of years, did enough down the stretch. And it tricked them into thinking we were right there. And I think as a result, Adam Peters, there's no way to look at it, ended up having a bad offseason. There's no way to look at it differently. They don't have enough.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. And everybody felt that way. Every fan felt that way, too. And if they had come out this offseason and said, you know what, we're not trying to go for it, we're still building, people would have ran them out of town. But they did exactly what the fan base wanted. And now this is what you get when you haven't fully built something. You know what I mean?
They also missed.
They missed, but the ultimate thing is, Jay, they tried. They tried to do it in a way where everybody thought, went to the NFC Championship game, you're going to automatically be in the championship game or the Super Bowl next year. So they went with that mindset. If they had come out and say they wasn't doing that, they would have been laughed at and been ridiculed.
Of the trades, right, the trades were the big moves this offseason. Tunsil's a hit. Now you got to figure out to pay him, but that's a player that helps you, right? That you acquired a really good left tackle that's really important. Debo, I think, has been a hit. It also cost you a fifth.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not a part of the long-term plan, but I got no beef with either of those trades. The Lattimore trade was a mistake.
That was a mistake the year before, yeah.
And now he's going to be gone, and that cost you real draft capital, and you had to deal with that. I think the bigger issues are they weren't aggressive in free agency particularly, and maybe you shouldn't be. I think there's a real debate about that. Generally, in free agency, you overpay. And usually free agency hits like a sugar high. Like it hits immediately and there's some good to it, but then down the road, your cap's kind of screwed, and generally you're getting guys on a second or third contract. Like it hit right now for New England. They spent a ton of money. I'm curious what that looks like in 2 years.
Yeah.
That said, Josh Sweat is playing for a bad Cardinals team and I think has 9 sacks already.
Yeah, like, but Sweat's been really good. A lot of people were saying not to get Sweat here. When it was happening. So we can't have revisionist history.
I think the bigger problem has been draft picks not developing, has been young guys that you thought were really good players. Yo, I thought Quan and Mikey were fantastic last year.
Yeah.
You can't say that this year. Like the development of players, if I have to track one big concern that is not injury related, right, it's the development of players. And I think that is where you see momentum stalling.
But isn't that also where potentially you do go back to Joe Witt? Like, are those players going backwards, or is something wrong?
That's a fair question.
I think Mikey's situation is totally different than what Quan's is. Mikey went from being a outside receiver who has a sideline to help him to a corner to an inside guy. Where when you are that, people always look at the slot corner as the third corner. That slot corner might be the best overall athlete on your football field. Because he got to cover guys that goes both ways, and normally those guys in the slot are shifty as hell. So we automatically assume he was going to just take a next step, but he changed the position. And I can understand why he may be stagnant or take a step back.
The Quan thing's been a surprise.
Yeah,
because Quan, not a pleasant surprise.
He was in the game against the Chargers. Quan made the play happen.
Sure.
You know, and then all of a sudden the rest of the time – but I don't know. Like the one when he got ran into by Lattimore, that ain't Kwan's fault.
No.
And Trey has been up and down, too.
He's been the best. I mean, of the secondary, I think Amos has been the best.
Now, well, I think you definitely think you have something with him for right. sure. I just have had – there have been games when it's not – just hasn't felt even to me the whole time.
There's problems, dude. Hey, are you going to watch Terps Hoyas tonight?
Am I going to watch what tonight?
Terps Hoyas.
Oh, no, I didn't even realize. Oh, you know what? I saw that yesterday when I was scrolling through sports on my guide. So I guess that may sound like, no, it's not top of my mind, Terps Hoyas. But that is fun. Are the Hoyas supposed to be anything this year?
I don't think so, because Maryland apparently is favored by 7, which gives me great pause. But
And Maryland early in a season, you know, Maryland is often good for a nameless loss early in the year. So by the time you get into the real season, you're like, why do they have 3 losses already? Oh, because they lost to Eastern Maryland, which I didn't know was a school.
I could see them beating Georgetown and then losing to like Mount St. Mary's in 2 weeks.
So, no, it's not high on my list, but I am hanging out with my friend Chauncey. We did go to Maryland together, so maybe we'll throw it on. But by the way, but before we wrap here, I don't want to lose my last point on the Commies.
Okay. We got a break soon, but go.
Yeah, thank you. Here it is. The people who were saying that Jaden's injury prone, now when you see that actually nothing bad happened, he didn't injure even a ligament or break anything, is it maybe the opposite, that he's not injury prone? He's actually getting tossed around like a rag doll and has a kind of amenable body that manages to not get super injured. Is that on the table?
It's a good point. The word we came up with was malleable. The dude is so bendy and flexible that maybe he's able to take these monsters. Like, that looked like he was out for a year when he went down against Seattle.
People were texting me like my dog died. They acted like he was dead, and I get it because the visual's terrifying. My wife cried, and frankly, he could probably play this weekend if he wanted to. To me, that's not injury prone, guys. That's the guy who's been in a bad spot a few times this year, who's actually a tough SOB and pretty malleable, as you said it.
There you go.
Thank you, Peter. All right, appreciate
Pete,
the time,
cool, brother.
Man. Go Terps.
Later, boys. Peace.
All right,
man. Yep.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Check him out at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, poll question. If Jaden can come back, should he? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Why you bleep that out, man?
Jeff out here bleeping.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Jeff went from Journey to DMX. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
All right, B. Jeff's about to post the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. And to me, it's fairly simple. So the news is pretty good with Jaden and his elbow. Yeah. Assuming Jaden can play in about a month is my guess. Should he? I don't know that we're going to know the answer, honestly. I think a lot of it.
If he can play and things have changed for the team and they have a chance, I think so, yes. I think what you do, you got.
What if they don't?
If they don't, then I think you can lean towards him not playing.
AAA poll question of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. I got this tweet from our guy Tay, and I thought this was really pretty interesting. He says, I really think sitting JD if he's healthy will bring destruction to the locker room and maybe even lose JD's trust. If he says, I could go, I want to play, the docs say I'm clear, and they say, no, we're sitting you, what does that do to a locker room?
The locker room, I think, understands what they're doing. They're protecting their future. But let's be real. If everything changes around right now and Mariota's the quarterback, you have that to lean on. But you could dress him out just in case something happened to Mariota. And you go to him instead of going to the other guy. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I think the locker, listen, man, most locker rooms are going to lean toward the decision, especially when it comes to that position there. They're going to lean to the decision they make on that. These guys understand how special that kid is. And they understand, like, if things are working and if they are in a position now where things are working out, it's been going good with Mariota. And that's why you have a legitimate backup, to be able to go out there and get stuff done like that. So, I listen, it's not as easy as people think to just say, he's playing or he's not playing. You got to put some thought into that one.
It's a complicated matter. Because the locker room always knows. Players always know the truth. And let's be real, players understand the value of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Of young quarterbacks. Like, there's a reason Jaden in his second year got a corner locker with an empty one next to him. Because he's always getting boxes sent to him.
Yeah.
There's stuff arriving at the facility for Jaden all the time.
Let's just be real.
There's a reason he got the Campbell's ad.
Everybody is not treated equally.
No.
And I think people know that. No player would expect to be treated exactly like Jaden. But then again, when they watch how much he works and how cool he is with his teammates, they see him as somebody a little bit more special than the average quarterback.
But the positive is, like, quarterbacks always exist on their own. Yeah. That happens in high school.
Yeah.
Like, people that call in and say, oh, I played high school ball, you know the quarterbacks get treated differently. But Jaden doesn't carry himself that way.
No. He
hangs out and talks S and is one of the guys.
Like, remember I told you, David Culley told me, he said, you must lower yourself and everybody else will lift you. That kid naturally does that. He doesn't go out his way. That's just who he is. He can care less about the limelight.
He prefers to not have
it. He just want to go out and do his thing. And that is why his teammates respect him so much. Because everyone knows in that position, he could have an heir, but he doesn't. You know, and I've heard some comments made in this building and outside this building about what happened and what's been going on when they had the fumble. I'm like, dude, do you know you're talking about the same damn person you was praising yesterday? You know what I mean? Let's not just lose our minds when something goes negative, because the guys that do all the right things, they have problems as well. You know, it's just nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Opening these phone lines next. The poll question. When Jaden is healthy, should he be back on the field? 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.